I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a tribute to jazz legend Billy Taylor. The musician, educator, and NPR contributor died Tuesday night at the age of 89. We'll have more on his life and legacy in a few minutes with the incomparable Dee Dee Bridgewater and one of his biggest fans, Washington Post columnist Mark Fisher. But first, there's a saying that while everybody talks about the weather, nobody does anything about it. Well, many on the East Coast are complaining that their leaders have not done enough to respond to the weather after massive snowstorms battered the region several days ago. The blizzard effectively paralyzed New York City. 5 days after the storm, many streets remain unplowed, and backed up emergency calls and ambulances stuck in the snow have been implicated in at least 2 deaths in the city. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who initially defended the city's blizzard response, accepted responsibility for the slow reaction in a press conference on Wednesday.
I'm extremely dissatisfied with the way our emergency response systems performed. And as I announced yesterday, we're going to take a look at everything we did to see if it could be done better.
Now, he isn't the only political leader who might have to dig himself out of a storm of criticism. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has been in Florida during the storm on a family vacation at Disney World. His lieutenant governor is in Mexico. There might be one snow star among the region's politicians, and that's New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker, who has personally responded to several calls for help, even showing up with a shovel to help some motorists who've been stuck in the snow and bringing diapers to others. Joining us now to talk about the politics of snow is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, who actually covered a massive snowstorm in Chicago that had a political implication. So, Ron, I wanted to ask you, is there a through line to the politicians that people get outraged at? I mean, because the fact is snow does happen. Are there certain circumstances in which people are willing to shrug it off or at least be forgiving, and certain circumstances in which they are not?
It's easier to think the circumstances in which they're not, Michelle. If people have ever really been terribly understanding of a situation of this kind, I don't have that memory immediately. Although sometimes people just are a little more tolerant, and a lot of it is style, and a lot of it is the circumstance of that given politician's career at that particular moment. Also, the unexpected. The aspect of this particular storm that just now hit the Northeast, it was a nor'easter. It kind of comes up the coast. It comes from the ocean. It doesn't come across the country. You don't have 2 or 3 days of watching it bury Chicago and then Cleveland and then Pittsburgh and you see it coming. It's not like that. It suddenly comes up. People say it might snow this weekend. It might get heavy. No one pays too much attention. It's a holiday weekend. Everybody's focused on Christmas or whatever. And suddenly they get buried under all this snow. In some parts of New Jersey, it was over 30 inches. That's an extraordinary amount of snow in that part of the country. And so the unexpected part of it also contributes to people's anger.
What about the Michael Bloomberg's response? He at least was there. I mean, I think he was out of town prior to the storm hitting, but he was in place during the storm. But he doesn't seem to be getting any points for that.
He's done a lot of things right, especially in the last 24 hours. But he made one big mistake, and that was that early on in the storm, after they had successfully kept the services going, particularly on the island of Manhattan, which is clearly the focus for Mayor Bloomberg and a lot of people in New York, they essentially went on the air crowing that they were doing a good job. That is a fatal error. Anytime any political leader goes on the air, goes public, claiming credit for doing a good job with the storm, everyone who otherwise might have been patient with their street not being plowed is enraged. That's when it really gets bad.
You're doing a heck of a job, Brownie. Remember
exactly.
Those famous words by President George W. Bush in the response to Hurricane Katrina, which lives to haunt him